And now, the Goldbergs. Well, the Goldbergs arrived at the Allisons for Sammy's wedding, only to find Sammy gone. But Mr. Allison and Sylvia explained that Sammy was on the road on business for the store. Of course, Sammy's absence appears to be Molly's fault for not letting Sammy know beforehand that the family was coming down. And the surprise visit is kind of fizzled out. But actually, it's a greater surprise than Molly can imagine, because Sammy has really left Sylvia. Yes, Sammy now knows all about Sylvia's past, about what she did to her sister and how she fooled and befuddled her father. And Sammy walked out. However, Sylvia has convinced her father that Sammy will return very shortly, that it was only a lover's quarrel and so on. Nothing to get excited over, which is why Mr. Allison agreed to pretend Sammy was away on business. Well, right now, the Goldbergs are in their rooms after their long trip cleaning up. Rosie is very disappointed and... Well, listen.
Rosie, Dr. Harrison, give me a towel, dear, standing over there, and bring him hither, darling. I am glad to be able to wash up and relax a little bit, darling. Give me the towel.
Mm-hmm. Am I disappointed?
What are you disappointed? Listen, Rosie, darling, please. We waited so long, so we'll wait another day or two or three, and Sammy will be here. Mr. Allison is trying to locate him now.
Funny, I don't know exactly where he is.
If he's on the road, then he's got to go from one place to another place.
I told you not to surprise him anymore.
All right, Rosalie, please. We did, so we did. So come here. Come, give me the towel. Why are you twisting your hair, Rob?
I can't get it right.
So leave it in the old style.
I want a pompadour.
Want a pompadour? So wait, and I'll help you with the pompadour. Just wash myself a second.
I can do it.
Hmm? I said I'll help you, did I not? I said I'll help you. Wait, I'll splash myself a little bit. Just a minute, dear.
So good to wash yourself a little bit. Water.
Oh, hey, darling, they don't pull your hair. I said I'll help you. Did I not?
All right.
But Rosalie, I don't like you. So then your temper is ill.
My temper isn't ill.
I'm ill-tempered.
But ill-tempered. So let me like this. But ill-tempered. Oh,
feel good. Oh. Rosalie, don't pull your hair.
So disappointed, Ma. I want to see Sammy.
So you'll see. So you'll see. Take the towel.
You can still be able to please to see us.
Rosalie, please. Enough is enough. Take the towel.
If Sammy's enthusiastic about the dry goods business, if Sammy's going to end up by being a traveling salesman, I don't want him to be.
Rosalie.
And you won't either.
Rosalie, they're not home. Sylvia's in the next room. She'll hear you.
Well, let her. I'll tell her myself.
Stand and be silent. You heard me? Silence, said Debbie. Give me the comb. What kind of pompadour do you want?
There's only one kind of pompadour.
Rosie, turn around. Look at me. Directly at me, look at me. Rosalie, I want to be happy. I made up my mind to be happy, Rosalie.
And hide your head in the sand like an ostrich does when there's a storm?
If need be, yes. If need be, yes. Now, thanks. Give me the comb. Now, what kind of pompadour?
There's only one kind.
I said there's more than one kind. And I'll repeat, there's more than one kind. More than one kind, parted or unparted.
Parted.
Rosalie.
Let me cry. I'll feel better.
Why?
I don't know. It's just so nuts. Did he ever cry? And I don't know why he was crying.
All kinds of tears. There's tears even when you're happy.
I'm not happy.
Rosalie, listen to me. Before we came here, we made up our minds, did we not? We said that bygones be bygones and foregones be foregones. If Sammy is marrying Sylvia, if she's coming into our family, let her be happy.
I'm not crying because Sammy's marrying Sylvia.
So you're crying just to cry?
I don't see why Sammy is here.
Because we didn't both expect him.
Makes me feel like a stranger to my own brother. We have to visit him at a different house. We have to make preparations to see him as if he wasn't your son and my brother.
Ay, Rosalie. Now you're crying for the moon. Now you're crying. Don't you think I'll have to call you up also before I'll come to your house? Wouldn't I have to make preparations to see you, too, and find out if it's convenient, if you're home, if you're not out with the girls, if you're not playing mahjong? I'll have to call you, too, Mom, and you're all over there. Family's like a flower. It throws off teeth, and each teeth becomes a flower that grows, and then teeth come from that also. That's the way the world goes on, changing and changing and changing. That you're trying to death, and dry your eyes, man. And stop. And don't act like a little teeny weeny girl. You're already a grown-up daughter. You soon have your own home and your own family and your daughter. So who you say, dry your eyes.
Mama, darling.
I don't look at somebody by the door. Look at the dry eyes, please.
Who is that?
It's me, Molly.
I'll
answer. Oh, stop it.
Please,
don't stop. Please. Enter, Jake. Enter,
dear.
There's
for
you, Jake, dear. Down at
Ellis' store.
Oh, yes? Hi, Molly. Ellis' store is not just a store.
No?
You should see a show window.
Yeah?
Two double windows. Two. A three-story building. What shall I tell you, Molly? A miniature Macy's. A Macy of the South.
So what, Rosie?
What?
Nothing. Rosie is disappointed his family isn't
here. Sammy's getting training. The best thing that could happen to him.
That's a matter of opinion, Rosie.
Listen, my dear daughter. Reserve your remarks until you have lived long enough to know life and what it is. Under your mother's apron strings, Sammy was a baby and would remain so.
But under Mr. Allison's reins,
it's all right, Molly. It's all right.
Okay.
He asked a question. Let me answer it for you. Under Mr. Allison's reins, as you quote, let me reply in quote. And this is from your father. Sammy will be a man.
What kind of a man?
Quiet.
Well, what kind of a man? Not the kind of a man that I'd like to see my brother become. I know and you know that Sammy can write what he wants to write and that he should write. But just because he's in love with Sylvie and he's being led around by the nose, you think it's wonderful if Mr. Allison sends him peddling from town to town. Well, I don't think it's so wonderful.
Rosie, did you hurt him? See that? They must have seen something happening to him already. You see that?
Oh, who is it?
Sylvie, if she's Rosalie, I'll be warned by an eyelash.
Come in.
Come on, it's coming. Come in, dear.
How do you like the store?
Such a question.
Mr. Goldberg said this is beautiful.
How do you feel, Sylvia?
Is your father trying to reach Sammy?
He certainly is.
I'm so sorry you didn't let us know.
Sammy and I have been waiting from day to day to hear from you.
Sit down, Sylvia, dear. Molly.
Yeah.
Show Sylvia the dress you brought down for the wedding.
Oh, well, Sylvia has to show me her dress.
Hers is for our widow.
Don't you see her well, Rosie?
Rosie's a little tired and a little disappointed that Sammy is not here.
Well, I know how you must feel, Rosie, but I'm not sorry. I'm glad in a way. You see, Mother Goldberg, this is the beginning of the most important thing in my life. I haven't had a chance to be with you and see you and talk to you. Get to know you the way I should. If Sammy were here, well, after all, he's your son and you haven't seen him for months.
Can my presence make up for his absence a little?
His family don't have to be absent, Sylvia, for me to want to see you and talk to you. If your marriage is going to be the beginning of the most important thing in your life, it's going to be the end of one of the most important things in mine. The end of one and the beginning of another. If I lose a little of Sammy, then... And I get in return another child, another daughter, and that means a very good bargain, Sylvia.
I'm glad you think that.
I do, Sylvia. I really do. Is the wedding going to be a big one, Sylvia?
Well, that depends.
Who's going to be the best man? Your brother-in-law has.
Well, we just haven't decided yet.
Did you send out all the invitations yet, Sylvia?
Oh, we had them printed. And we had the announcements also.
Yeah.
If there's anything we can do on the details, we are not just guests. You are our parents, huh? Don't forget that.
I won't forget that. I just told Mother Goldberg I've been thinking of nothing else for the last few months. I want to be as much of a dog to both of you as I can.
You will be, Sylvia.
Is that the farm?
Phone. Maybe it's family calling.
I'll see. Huh?
Excuse me. Maybe it's family calling. Oh,
I'll
see.
You said it's nothing before the phone. Let us know, sir. I'll take it, Caradale. Don't bother.
Hello? Hello?
Greenfield 45.
Yes?
That's the ferry calling. This is Molly Goldberg.
Oh.
This is Molly Goldberg, please. Is this Mrs. Molly Goldberg?
Well, she hasn't arrived yet.
Who in Lastonbury is calling Molly? And what, if anything, might this call have to do with them? Now remember,